Brentwood Academy. Larry Sanders, running back, had another big night last night, of course, with the win over Lipscomb. And Coach Paul Wade out at Brentwood Academy, they didn't lose in the regular season. That would be undefeated. Coach, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us.
And I know if you say 10-0 doesn't mean anything, it's a new season, we're going to hang up on you. No cliches this morning. But, hey, well, you got to this point, right?
That's right. And that was something we talked about all year long. We kind of break the season up into three seasons. We talk about games 1-5, games 6-10, and then the playoffs. And the goal is not to be region champs. The goal is to get to the playoffs and be and to be healthy and to be as highly seated as we can to give this thing a shot. And we did that.
Coach, it's Bubba Spears. Congratulations on your undefeated season. But, Coach, did you think when you took this job you would turn the program around as quick as you have?
Well, I think anybody that's familiar with Brentwood Academy probably knows that a couple of years ago that was a fluke year. And I think just, getting the ship turned around, going the other direction, it was difficult in the beginning, but once it got going, everybody jumped in and was ready to go to work and get it back to the standard, that Coach Flatt and Coach White had elevated it to. And I hope that we're heading in the right direction. I can tell you, on the inside looking out, we still have a whole lot of work to do in a lot of areas, but the way it sits right now, it does look pretty good.
Brentwood Academy Coach Paul Wade, our Week 10 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week, Larry Sanders. Larry, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Well, we wanted to have you on a little bit later because we thought you needed to sleep late. 25 carries last night, 210 yards, couple touchdowns. And of course, what you had done the week before is why we had come out and presented the plaque to you. Just tell us about this team. Through the regular season, you just heard what your coach said. But as a player, give us the feel for this team.
So the feel from this team is extremely different from last year. There's more leadership on the team. There's like more accountability being taken, and things like that just making the team better. The little thing.
Larry,
we lost Larry for a second. Larry, you there?
You lost me. Hello.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Right.
Keep going,
hey, Larry.
Yeah.
This is Coach Bubba Spears. Tell us what it's like, Larry. You know, you're getting all these yardage and the people up front, because as a coach, I know, without those people up front, Larry Sanders don't get that 210 yards on 25 carries, does he?
No, sir.
Well, throw a little love to your front interior lineman there.
Well, I love all my guys up front. Every time we go out on the field, I give everyone a high five, well, except the wide receivers. I love those guys. We joke around a lot, but we lock in during the games. One of them make a mistake, I'll be like, hey, it's okay. We got a next play. I really love those guys. They make everything happen for me.
Coach Paul Wade, there was a quarterback last year that was there for several years of note. He's now at the University of Tennessee. And then Cruz Jenkins has come in, and that's a tough act to follow. And how's he handled that?
Cruz has done a great job. I've said this before. We thought Cruz could have stepped in last year and done for us what we wanted to do. And the thing that's unique for Cruz this year, facing that George didn't have to as much, is that with we think four receivers that can play at any time, and we're getting a lot of double coverages, we're getting a lot of multiple combo coverages that guys are having to take people out of the box to cover Keyshawn and Lex and Eli and Mason, which has opened it up for Larry. You're right, the offensive line, Bob, have done a great job, and Larry's done a great job, and probably the unsung hero in all this is Larry's fullback, but Liam. But when people make choices to cover on the edge, what makes a softer box. And if they're going to bring people in the box, then we can throw the ball outside. And that's kind of how we've had to live. And Cruz has done a great job of handling that. That was a little different than what we had to last year.
You know, Coach, you said something there. If you've got a quarterback that can throw the football like you're fortunate to have the last couple of years, you got to have receivers. And they complement, and that opens it up. You know, the running game opens up for the passing game and vice versa. The passing game that you have opens it up for the running game, correct?
100%. And, you know, the hard part of that is trying to get high school kids to buy into that.
Yep.
You know, that every night one group is probably not going to be have their names called out as much as the other group. And last night as it went, Larry, the way they defended us, Larry got a majority of plays.
Yeah, 25 carries. That'll you turn around and get that. And I'm looking at about, what, 9 yards per carry there, Paul?
Yeah,
that'll work.
That'll work every play. And
you know, sure does.
You know, Liscomb had a nice game plan, and the thing that set it up a little differently is we had two really big special teams plays. We only ended up with about 40 offensive snaps, so you know that made it a little strange because we felt like we're on defense the whole night. But when one thing with Larry, Larry's going to run hard. He's going to give credit to people around him. And once he gets to the second level, with his center of gravity and how hard he runs, those second and third level guys don't like to see him coming.
Coach, you mentioned something there. I can remember. I still remember a little bit when I was coaching. You get somewhere between 60 and 70 plays, you figure, on the offensive side of the ball. And now, this day and time, that 60 and 70's went up, hadn't it? What do you try to?
I lost you.
What do you try to average per game on plays that you get? You know, we used to think back when I played, you know, if we can throw 60, 65 plays per game, that was big. But with this no huddle now and this quick passing game, that number's went up, hadn't it?
It has. But we're a huddle team, so we're not as concerned with necessarily how many plays that we get. It's how many possessions that we get. And last night, because of our two, we had two big special teams plays. We had a safety. We didn't have as many possessions as we normally have in a game, which obviously will limit the number of plays. If we can stay in the mid-50s, we think that's a good night.
Well, here's how you do that. If you have 10 possessions, you score on 10 plays. End of the story, right? I mean, you know, it's, you know, the 40 to 60, you know, I know you and that wing T, you wanted to plod your way down the field. They just pop it down the field on one play, okay?
Well,
that is, yeah.
Well, Greg, let me correct you one thing. Nobody here is running a wing T.
No, we didn't run the wing T. We ran the stacked eye.
I'm talking about Bubba.
Oh, we ran the stacked eye.
Well, but he had, you know, three running backs that went on play at the next level. Hey, Larry, what do you just Brentwood Academy and the tradition? Paul, you and I were talking about this, and Glenn McAdams and Carlton Flatt. Just that was in my mind the best rivalry in Nashville high school football for many, many years. Now Metro had theirs before, whatever. Okay, but. For you, Larry, do you realize the tradition of that game last night?
Well, I really did. I really wasn't into the BA like thing because I didn't. Freshman year, I was really supposed to go to Father Ryan, but my sophomore years, when I heard that, oh, this has always been a tradition game. This is like a rivalry back in the day. So every time I play them, I just try to play my best for the. For the alumni that were before me.
Yeah, and there's a few of those.
Yeah.
And Paul, we talked about it. That rivalry was there was
heated.
It was heated.
It was heated.
Heated. That's the word.
Well, I don't know if that's a pun or not because last night it got very heated. Unfortunately, for both sides, there was around 27 penalties. There was some heated conversations after the game. But, you know, it's just it's what makes for a good Friday night. It probably got a little too much last night just because of the situation. But, you know, emotions were high. It was a tight game. Lipscomb played very well. We probably didn't play at our best. But we still won, and that's something we can take away from them.
All right, you got a week off. I know I was going to say enjoy it, and I go, well, that's not going to happen.
No.
It's back to work. No. Hey, thanks, Paul. Thanks, Larry. Congratulations on the undefeated regular season.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks,
see you, Paul. All right.
Thanks, Coach, and Larry, and good luck to you.
Yeah, that the Brentwood Academy, what was 2 years ago, went 1-9. That –
I can remember.
That is the aberration of aberrations.
I still remember the text that I sent Paul. I said, Paul, not only did they hit a home run in the higher, they hit a grand slam.
Of course, was it Innsworth and now in DCA and now at Brentwood Academy.